right now, though, my next guests are on the line. They are Galia Kruger, social media coordinator at the South African Zionist Fed, and Danny Sack, Dilettine Fellows Program Coordinator, that is a mouthful and a half, and works in the Israel Education and Youth Engagement Portfolio at the Fed. Gosh, I thought I'd got to the difficult part, but that was still coming. And we're going to be talking, because it is Youth Day, about Jewish youth in South Africa. Quo Vadis, what's the story? Guys, thank you so much for being with me here on Chai FM. It's great to have you with me. I don't know, for some reason it's just dead silence. Maybe you're muted, maybe you're not, I have no idea, but try again and say hello so that I know that you're there. Craig, work your magic, because they're there and they're smiling at me, but nothing's happening, so I don't know. All right, so while we sort out the... you're there. I've got the thumbs up. I'm told you are there now. Yes, you are. Thank you. Now we're all smiling. Good. So let's do this. We're going to be talking about youth voices in South Africa. Where's there space for these youngsters to engage, if there, in fact, is room for them to engage? So I'm not sure whom I'm addressing this question is. One of you pick it up and run with it. But when you look at the Jewish youth in South Africa right now, what is the energy? Are we talking anxiety? Are we talking confidence? Are we talking activism? Are we talking a mix of everything? Where are we on the paradigm?
I'm happy to speak on this a little bit from the teenage point of view. I work with teenagers on the Dilettine Fellows Program. Mm-hmm. And I think that when I was in high school and I was a teenager, it was the sentiment around being young in South Africa was that we have to get out. And that, you know, that's it's a lost cause and move and leave and do what you need to. And I've actually found that the sentiment has changed. And a lot of the young teenagers these days want to stay here to make it better and make a difference. They actually feel that they have that agency to do that, which I think is a really nice change from kind of when I was there to where they are now.
I think you've probably put your finger on something really important. There's something I've sensed as well. I've just noticed it in my social circles. People aren't leaving to the extent that they were. Their kids aren't leaving to the extent that they were. And maybe that's not surprising given the news that's coming out of the United Kingdom and Australia, destinations which used to be very attractive. But clearly it's better to be here right now than there, from at least from a Jewish perspective. That's for sure. So young Jews are navigating a very particular moment in this country, politically, socially, emotionally. What do you reckon are the biggest pressures that they're feeling right now?
Sorry, it just broke up there for a second. Do you mind repeating the question?
I was saying that it's a particularly difficult time for youngsters, young Jews, for anybody in particular, at this moment in South Africa, from a political perspective, socially, emotionally. What are your, in your opinion, are the biggest pressures that they're having to deal with right now?
I think obviously it's always the fear of not getting into university or getting into the degree you want, and then also post-university unemployment. It definitely is, you know, like a fear of students, also leaving school, finding the right path. But I think there is also a lot more opportunities like around that, you know, people know of or maybe people don't know of. We're trying to, you know, attract. Which, like as Danny's saying, I think it's also helps with, you know, less people wanting to leave because, you know, people are more vocal, you know, more honest also, which we're seeing, you know, people starting to stay and, you know, going to university and getting jobs and, you know, contributing to the community in South Africa.
I'm hearing you, and it's making a whole lot of sense to me. Let's bring the Jewish identity into this a little more, because I'm thinking, to what extent are the youngsters feeling that they have to kind of shrink their Jewishness in order to find a space in the universities to have a voice and to be heard? I mean, already in my day, it was somewhat of an issue. I would imagine it's exponentially worse right now.
Yes. I think actually it's not as bad as it probably seems. Okay. I mean, we have soldiers obviously on the ground in many universities that are really helping, advocating. Also from the Zionist Federation, we create a lot of programs on campus with students, not just in the Jewish like groups, but in non-Jewish groups to try to spread news about Israel, about Zionism. So, that narrative of, being anti-Zionist, they can't necessarily attack Jewish people. So the Jewish students do feel a lot safer. In university, we also obviously have, the communal organizations that protect our students and help them in different ways. And I think the idea to, I know Johannesburg a lot more than Cape Town, to walk around, with a kippah or to, be a proud Jew isn't as scary.
Yeah, that's fascinating to me, Gadi. I just was thinking that, I don't know, like my fear was that we were going to be the Jews in Tehran, that we were going to have to park our Zionism at the gates because you weren't allowed to be a full member of society unless you disclaimed your Zionism. Are you finding that that's not the case? And are you finding that they're actually being listened to when they want to engage? Is there willingness to have the conversations?
I think it's, on campus, in person, on social media, I think it's worldwide, you'll get the individuals who will be very pro the other side and not willing to listen or engage or understand from a different perspective. You'll get those who may be in the middle, not sure, aren't interested. I know that, soldiers, we had a, they had their Israel Awareness Week at the beginning of the year, and it just sounded like it was a huge success. Students were interested, people came to their stand. And also from a soldier's perspective, they weren't
Oh, good to
scared, they
hear.
weren't attacked to have their stand, to be on campus.
Does it depend which institute? I mean, you mentioned very clearly that Joburg is an easier place than Cape Town. I presume you're referring to a place like UCT, which has just like gone off the rails entirely. Is it institution dependent? I mean, is it a lot easier to be Jewish in a place like Stellenbosch, perhaps, than UCT? And does that reflect in the numbers of the kids going to the various institutions?
Yes, no, it definitely does have an effect. I mean, with everything that's going on at UCT and, their claims against Israel, it definitely does affect the students. So students in Cape Town do feel slightly less safe on campus than at the other universities. Smaller universities, also more private universities, don't have as much of an issue. I think students are just kind of happy to come to university, learn, make friends, have the experience, then start one another. But at UCT, it's still not as scary, I think, as what you see around the world, and there are issues. But I think, with the Zionist Federation in Cape Town and the Jewish Board of Deputies and all and soldiers and all other communal organizations kind of looking out for their students and protecting their students definitely does help.
So, Danny, maybe you want to weigh in on this because I'd like to get practical for a moment. If a young Jewish South African wants to stand up for Israel, what does the South African Zionist Fed actually offer them in terms of tools or training, community mentorship, and the likes? Or what organizations are out there to assist them?
So I think the biggest platform is the Zionist Youth Council, which brings representatives from a bunch of different Zionist youth movements in the community together around one table to kind of discuss and develop their leadership skills, develop their Israel education, just kind of to have a space where young Jewish leaders can sit around and talk about the things that we're facing. And I think that's a really powerful platform to empower young people in the Jewish community to, have a voice and really engage in these conversations. In terms of like high school kids, there's the Israel Quiz, which really does give you that basis of knowledge about Israeli history, which I think a lot of young people feel they don't necessarily have a good grasp on that. And that's maybe something that would make them a bit more hesitant to engage in an Israel-centered conversation. But the Israel Quiz is something that really can equip them. We've got a lot of, I mean, the Dilla program, which I run here, is also very important in and useful in helping teens feel empowered to have conversations around Israel and talk about Israel. I think, and like Galia said, Sorgis, which really gets a lot of backing from us at the Fed and the Jewish Board of Deputies, that is an incredible organization for young Jews who want to be engaged in conversations about Zionism and stand up for Israel and what they believe in there.
Danny, just in terms of personalizing this somewhat, I'm wondering if you're able to share perhaps an example of a young person who stepped into your South African Zionist Fed kind of space and genuinely kind of moved a conversation or shifted a conversation, whether it's on campus or online or in a community forum. Have you got any fabulous example to share?
A friend of mine, and she's actually currently the national chairperson of Soldiers, is Sasha Said. She went to Tux, where she faced a lot of ridicule for being pro-Israel and part of Soldiers and very openly Zionist and Jewish. And she has honestly revolutionized the way that Soldiers runs in South Africa, and the way
Really.
that we approach Israel Awareness Week, and just the way that she engages in conversations with people about Israel, about Zionism, about Judaism. I think she's an inspiration, genuinely, for young Jewish people in South Africa, for someone who's made a genuine change. I feel very lucky to call her a friend, and I think she's going to go far in this world just by what she's done so far.
That's awesome, man. That's exactly what I wanted to hear, and on the right day to hear it. Final question, because I'm kind of out of time. I don't know who wants to run with this one. I'll leave it for you to decide. But if there's a 17-year-old or an 18-year-old or a 20-year-old listening to us this afternoon and they're thinking, I care, but I just don't know where to start, what's the first small step that they can take today?
I think a great start, sorry, Dan, I just jumped in, is to, get involved. Don't just sit on the sidelines and be complicit, essentially. You can follow the Zionist Federation and the Jewish Board deputies and Soldiers and all our other community organizations on social media. You can follow international organizations on social media. I think the most important thing and step one will always be to make sure you're informed. Read widely, follow credible news sources, engage with different viewpoints, and then you can start forming your own opinion. And then when faced with, discussion or, needing to defend yourself, your community, Israel, it becomes a lot easier when you know what your stance is.
I'm out of time, but happy Youth Day. Thanks for being with me, Galia Kruger and Danny Sack. Appreciate your input this afternoon. Thank you so very much.